Lord, you have
okay,
I'd rather
please.
Me take care of all the
Horius that days continue we left off. Middle Horius that days on the day on the Aleph, that days on the Aleph was Gabanim. Rav Yehuda the Amri. Okay, so Rav Yehuda the Amri. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're making a landing over here. So so don't hold me responsible for saying pshat. Ikidam with some say, Amarava. Ikidam with some say, whatever says. You got it? 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, and I think it's white. 4 lines down after it gets white. Ikidam with some say, it's false. Amarava, Toshma. Ikidam with Amarava, Toshma. Holach Yachid, Yasa Shagig, Yachid went, Holach Shag al PM, my last, so he's bringing a riot. He's coming to be right from the Mishnah to the question, the dilemma we had yesterday. Rabbi Chaman Rava, what was the dilemma? Was when a yachid, when an individual, an individual gets mixed up shuman and chelif. Right? What happened? Bezin Paskin. Let's take a step back.
Okay. He wanted to eat the shuman, and by mistake he ate the chelif that bezin permitted.
And this person, had he eaten the chelif bezin permitted, what would the halacha be? He would have been potter from a private carbon. Because Bezim is chayvim kivso or yisiyu. So had he eaten the chalef, he would be potter from a private carbon. Did he eat the chalef? He certainly did eat the chalef.
But under different circumstances.
But the circumstances were such that he thought that he was eating shuman. He thought he was eating shuman, right?
By mistake.
He looks like Yossi now. He thought he was eating shuman, right? He thought he was eating shuman. So therefore, it turns out, had he known that it was chelev, would he have eaten it? He certainly would. Why would he have eaten the chelev? Because Bezin said chelev is mutter. But right now, the reason why he ate the chelev is not because Bezin said it's permitted. At this moment, the reason why he ate the chelev was because he thought it was shuman. Yeah, sure. So we had a dilemma. We had a dilemma. What is halacha in that case? In that case, it's going to be part of a carbon or not. We had a dilemma back and forth. So you get them this version of the Amarava Toshma. Look at the Mishnah. It says halach yachid. The also shoygeg al pihem. So my love, shoygeg, we make a diuk now. Shoygeg al pihem, who the potter? The only time he's going to be potter is when he was a shoygeg al pihem. Because they told him explicitly, you're allowed to eat this. But it's mashma. If the reason why he's eating this is because he thinks it's shuman, not because they told him it's permitted, then it's masha. My love, shegal pim hu depatu avol neschalif lechelev v'shuman v'yachol lechayif. Right? We stopped yesterday in the middle of the rice. This is exactly what we learned yesterday. Okay, so we want to make a graph of the Mishnah. The Mishnah at this point, the Gemara wants to assume that when it says in the Mishnah this expression, shoygeg al pihem, it's one expression. It's one expression. The only time an individual is potter from a private carbon is only when it's shoygeg al pihem. I'm eating this because Bezin told me it's mutter. Yeah. What is the diuk? Yeah. But let's say I'm eating it not because you told me it's mutter. It's because I made a mistake. I thought it was shum that I'm going to be chayiv for private carbon. The Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. That's not the shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not to be interpreted as one case. It's two separate cases. Oy shegeg, oy al pihem. It means either he is a shegeg, which means he thought it's shuman, or al pihem. It's two separate cases. Period. Okay? So that is the dilemma. You have no raya from the Mishnah. The words Machlokes Rava and Rami Bar Chama. There's two different versions of what each one said. Or you bring a raya from the Mishnah. That's the bottom line. Now the one was Bepluk. So the emes is, you know, we're gonna answer the dilemma. We have this very, very deep dilemma, this very complex dilemma. And the Gemara is gonna tell us now. We're gonna give a final resolution to this dilemma by showing it's this dilemma of Amorayim, Rami Bar Chama and Rava goes back to an old Machlokes Tanoim. Okay, so it's rooted in the Hare Kodesh. Wow, that was not supposed to happen. Okay?
Lost it full?
What?
Nobody's listening.
No, it's not supposed to make noise when I get a text. I thought I turned it off. Weiter. You see that? Weiter. Let's go weiter. So this is really an old machlokes. Here we go. So now the Gemara is going to discuss. He says the Pharisee and the Mishnah, Choyru Bezin Shechilev Mutter. It says here in the Braisa, Bezin Paskin, that Chelev is Mutter, Veneschalif Loi Chelev Beshumen Mamish, our case. Bezen paskins chilev is mutter. Now the person here exchanges by mistake chilev with shuman. V'acholoy ani eats it. What is the halacha? Rav amar potur. So Rav says the Rav is the rabbi. Is Rav Tana Namora? Rav is both. Rav
Tana Pollock.
He's both. He's mom's live. Rav says the time. In this case, the time. So we're going way back. Rava. And Rami Bar Chama are much later than Rav. So Rav says he's potter because Rav is in Mechadesh that since Bezdin ultimately passed that it's mutter, even though you thought you were eating Shuman, it doesn't matter, you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yochanan, the Hilk, Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanab Yochanan, the Mor, the Asra of Eretz Yisrael. What does he pass in Amar? Chayef. Oh, Gvalda. Okay, so it's an old machlekes, the first machlekes from Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Meitzvah. Stay in the Pasek, me Amar Ritzvasa. He said, now we have a very complex Rasha. It says these words in the pasuk. This is discussed in the parish of a par held of Shal Tzibar. Now let's read the whole entire pasuk on the start of the Gemara. Ois Aleph, Vayikud Aleph Chav Zayin, Diyum Nefesh Achas, Techete Bishkaga, Be'am Oretz, Basois Achas, Mimitzvois Hashem, Asher Lois, Se'osena Ve'oshem. So this is the individual, a Yachid. A Yachid brings a Kivsa or a Seira, a female sheep, or a female goat for doing an aver for which there's a chiyuv karis if he does it b'shogeg. Okay, so this pasuk more right now is quoting is discussing the case of an individual who does an aver, and what does it say? This person is a member of the tribe, and how do we describe him as being a member of the tribe? Me'am ha'aretz, he is from the people of the earth. Be'asoisa, when he did this transgression of violating Hashem's commandments. Prat, what's this very unusual expression? What is it coming to teach us? La mumar, it's coming to be my name mumar. He's part of the Am Haaretz. Ba'asais a mumar, a person who, it's a beautiful diak this diak, is a person who's not part of the Am Haaretz. Okay, he is a mumar. I do my own thing. I have my own shulchan aruch. My mother used to tell that to me. You know, you have your own shulchan aruch. You tell everyone what to do. You do your own thing. You preach to everyone. You do your own thing. So therefore, a person is a mumar. He's that's what it means. He's me'am aretz. He's part of the klal. Lafuki a mumar. So what is the chiddush?
Am aretz usually is a derogatory term.
And here it's a very good. Look, I always joke and I say that today the Gemara, how do you give a towel to a dead person? So today, if you call a person ayin, you write ayin hey, it's an insult. It means it's a shrach person. You got to be all of Hashalom. You got to say today zayin lamed zechet sadik levracha
zechet
kosh levracha zechet kashulam chaylam haba mamish all these appellations. And if you write ayin hey, it's such an insult to say that. Oh, so I always say that's not what it stands for. Ayin hey stands for am haaretz.
It's amazing. I think the Rabbein B'chai always talks about Shlomo HaMelech. Also, I think he writes all of Shalom.
So Rabbi Rav Nitaka says that the Gemara, only thing the Gemara used for a dead person is all of HaShalom. That is the most of a thing you can say about a person, especially because Shalom is Hashem's name. You're giving the Neshama a bracha that Hashem should be with him. If you say Zeicha Levracha, Zechatzak Levracha, Zechatzakosh Levracha, these things mean nothing. All of HaShalom is the greatest covered you can give a dead person, and yet we live in a Dahofuch. Dahofuch, with the soul of HaShalom, it's considered the greatest life. So here we have over here, Prat, so here exactly, I'm also using the compliment. Basais, and then what's the next problem? Right now, there's a very important thing. What's the deal here? So this is Mumar. The Mumar, why did he eat Chela? You have to understand this, the beautiful deacon of Gemara. Why did the mummer eat chaylev? Because he couldn't kill us. But doesn't he know? If he would know the newspapers, he would see that Bezin Paskin, you're allowed to eat chaylev. So therefore, the mummer, this individual, could be eating chaylev for one of two reasons. Either because Bezin told him it's mutter, or he couldn't kill us, what Bezin says. He does whatever he wants to do. And what does it say over here? It says that if a mummer eats chaylev, he's chayev to bring a carbon chatas. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi.
He doesn't bring a carbon.
Period. He doesn't bring a carbon. Right. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Omar, Rashi on two sides, okay? Rashi over here, we're looking at two sides of Rashi. Rashi has dominated the Gemara. Problem of Rashi is in the top left. The top left, tell of Rashi, problem of the inamevi carbon al shagasa, the in the problem you don't accept it. Okay, if you don't accept Vaita. Vaita, the Gemara, that's going to Tanakama. Prat la mumar, Rabbi Shim ben Yosi, I remember Shim ben Shim ben Einoi Tzarech, no. I don't need a pasuk for that to teach me that he doesn't mean carbon. How are you understanding the pasuk? Asher lo yosei asena bishgaga v'ashem oy hoida. Go right in the pasuk. He does is even one of the mitzvahs. Hashem asher lo yosei asena, which is a negative commandment. Bishgaga. The pasuk says by accident v'ashem, and he's guilty. Oy hoida alav, or it's known to him. Then it becomes known to him that what he has done. He now has to go bring a carbon for his transgression. Now, this pasuk is really said. This pasuk is said by a nasi. Okay, let's go right and go look on the side of the Gemara. Pasuk base. Asher nasi yacheta ve'asachas mikol mitzvah sashem lokav asher lo yosena bishgaga ve'ashem. Okay, now over here it says by a nasi the word ve'ashem. And then it goes on to say, "Oh, you hoy de love chatos and shechata." I'm reading the pasuk on the right side. The right side pasuk base.
Oh, hoy is referring to who?
The hoy is referring to the nasi. Well, I think both. Maybe both. I think it's referring to both. Referring to the this pasuk is a continuation.
But if he's a shegig, obviously it has to be oy hoy de.
Oh, you hoy de love chatos and shechata. But the heavy is carbonous. You're using zohar. So this is like this pasuk. This is going by a nasi. And the muscle of the earth says over here, Oihoida became known to him. Oihoida means, it doesn't mean or. In this context, O means and. Oihoida, and now it became known to him that he has transgressed an Avera. So what is the possibility of teaching us? Now this is by the Nas. The Mar makes a drasha. Hashav midiyasai mevi karbon al shigasai. Loishav midiyasai mevi karbon al shigasai. And the Gemara seems to be saying that we equate all of the case of karbon chatos one to another. Even though it's true that this pasuk that we had this mentioning of here is referring to a nasi, to a melech. If a melech does an avera, he does not bring a regular kivso asira. A melech who does an avera brings a sawyer. Yet, the Gemara here simply, we're equating all of the examples of a carbon chatos one to another. Therefore, since it says explicitly by a nasi that the only time he brings a carbon was hoida, it now became known to him that he has done an avera, which has a connotation that now, had I known, I would not have done this. It was a mistake. What I have done was an error. If I would have known that it's forbidden to do this, I never would have done this. Now, therefore, that would imply, let's say a person would know that what he's doing is forbidden, he couldn't care less, he would do it anyway, so he's not part of the parish of Karbanos. Since the Pasuk makes it very clear, the only time you bring a Karban is because I've become aware that I have done something wrong, which implies, had I known, I would never have done this.
What happens if you did have a major Karata letter?
It doesn't matter. You don't bring a carbon. You do not bring a carbon. It's exactly the pasuk coming to you. A mumar is amazed. A mumar in essence is amazed. Oy hoida, I have now become aware that I'm guilty. And therefore, I proceed to bring a carbon. The implication is, if you would have been aware to begin with that what you're doing is forbidden, and you would have anyway done it, you cannot fulfill the word hoida.
Even if you have charata, is my point.
Even if you have charata, 100%.
So what's the notion of oi? Just say the
hoida. The word o is used in an unusual way. The word is a hard language. O means an. And this, for the sake of simplicity, Al Gemara, we're just going to see the word hoda. We're going to translate the word o to mean and. It's not the normal translation. We brainwash it. O means or. But in this pasuk, that's not what it means. It means, and he became aware. And he became aware that, of his violation. So therefore, what is he coming to say? What is he coming to teach us?
You don't need the drosha.
We do not need amaretz.
You what
do
you not need.
Oh, so therefore, we don't need the emis. So and if so, mumor. A mumur is in the category lo shavi diyasuhu. It did not make a difference. He would still do the avera, even if he knows that it's forbidden.
I'm saying maybe he had charata, so he wouldn't.
No. I hear what you say, but that, well, let's leave it. The Gemara does not hold. What's key is the moment when he did the avera. You can't go back in time. The moment when he did the avera, he was amazed. So therefore, we do not need the drasha of Am Haaretz. That drasha, Am Haaretz, is superfluous. We will use it for a different drasha. But the point over here is, what do we see? Amar Papa. Amar Papa, Kusar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's the raya? The raya over here is, let's see Rashi. Rashi looks very good. Rashi is Rashi is in the Tahari in there. On the left side. Rashi is on the left side as well, right on the top left side. It's the second wide line. The second wide line. Lefichach. Here is where Rashi comes to explain the right. It's a very delicate raya. Lefichach. Einai nevi karbon al shigasai. He's not going to need a karbon for al shigasai. He's not going to need a karbon for shkaga. In other words, here's exactly the point of mumar. What happens if a mumar? Exactly a perfect match for our discussion. We have a mummer, a person that does not follow the mitzvahs, and he does an avera. Well, let's make it very simple now, for the sake of simplicity. This particular avera, he eats chalef. This is what he does every single day for lunch. He eats chalef, a chalef sandwich every single day, and today he ate chalef by accident. He honestly believed he was eating shuman. He went to the store and he asked the storekeeper, please give me a Schumann sandwich. And by mistake, the storekeeper gave him a chalef sandwich and he ate it. So, oh, look at that, I did an avera. Do I bring a carbon? He comes to the Bezdin and he says, Bezdin, I did an avera, I didn't mean to eat a chalef today. I wanted to eat Schumann, it was a mistake. So they said to him, sir, today is Tuesday. What did you eat yesterday, Monday, for lunch? Chalef. What did you eat the day before? Chalef. So all of a sudden he became a tzaddik? All of a sudden? You're a mummer. Just because today it was a shoygeg, it doesn't change anything. That's exactly our discussion above. Our discussion above is, we have over here the person, we have over here the individual. Bezdin paskin chelev is mutter. Had he known that bezdin paskin chelev is mutter, he would have eaten the chelev. But today he didn't, that's not the reason why he ate chelev. The reason why he ate chelev today was because it was neschalev, because he thought today it was shuman. He thought it was shuman today. So does it bring a carbon? No. No, does he bring a private carbon? It's exactly like the case of the mummer. Just like the mummer is exempt from bringing a carbon because he is a mummer.
On this davar,
so maybe he never brings a carbon because if today is his lucky day where he did the aver b'shoigeg, he did it b'shoigeg, he's still potter. That's exactly what the pasuk is coming to tell you over here. That over here he did it b'shkaga. The pasuk says he did it b'shkaga. That's more drasha. It's a very delicate drasha.
How is that comparable to the other case?
Because our case with Bezdin Paskins, Chelev is Mutter. Bezdin says, so if a person would eat Chelev, would he be Chayv Karmachatos? Private Karmachatos? No. Because Bezdin says it's Mutter. But I didn't, the reason why I ate the Chelev is not because...
So it has nothing to do with what this person normally
exactly.
does.
Exactly. It's not, no, it doesn't do what he normally does. Normally, would he eat the Chelev? Normally, would the person eat the Chelev? Yes. Why? Because Bezdin says Chelev is Mutter. If Bezdin says Chelev is Mutter, I'm going to eat Chelev.
Yeah, but one is the guys who are lying on Bezdin, one guy's lying because he's a mummer. How can you compare the two cases?
Yeah, I hear you saying, but the Gemara is saying that in concept, it's exactly the same. Sefer HaMasechta. In concept, it's the same. What is the default? Let's put that aside. The Gemara seems to hold that he does hold the drasha. Why? I don't know. But that's the Gemara's assumption. He holds the drasha. No, it doesn't seem anyone argues in that point.
I see. Discussing the matter. Gemara Yochel Tashar Yochel Sevik Dans Tanakama. And they should come Tanakama in a chilek al drasha.
Oh, this is okay. Fine.
The Sevish Yeshna Tanoy
Nosef. Another drasha. So everyone agrees to this concept. And what is the bottom line? The pasuk is coming to teach you. The pasuk is Bishkaga. In the parsha of the Nasi, there are extra words. It says Bishkaga. And it says oichoida. So we learn the bottom line is the person did the avera bishkaga. This individual, he ate chalef bishkaga.
He thought it was shuman.
But this person is an avarian. The person.
Why is he an avarian?
Because it says oichoida. It says oichoida, which means he's not an avarian. The implication: he's not an avarian because it says oichoida. That if he would know that it is forbidden, he would have been perish. But if he does not know that it was, but
he thought it was Schumann.
Oh, no.
Schumann is perfectly okay.
Right. No. So what's the case of the boss? The boss is two things. He did a bishkaga, and he's a person who is oyhoida, which means had he known that it was chalev, he would not have done it. And now he did not know it was chalev, and he did it, but it was a shoygeg. It was Bishkaga. So he's chayiv to bring a special carbon. What is the implication that if the person is not in the category of Oichoida, he's not in that category, he's a mumar, he's a lahachasnik, he's not in the category of Oichoida, then the Shkaga is not applicable. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. He's spat from carbon. It's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to Pluxo. Now we're going to put the machlokes in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan in this new version was Rabbi Yochanan was says chayif. He's going to be chayif. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if the bottom line
is potter.
This is potter. So what do you see? You see when it comes when the normal, the default, what would a person normally do? That is what decides the halacha. So the case of chaylev, bezdin paskins, that chaylev is mutter. That's it. It's not possible anymore to bring a carbon fitting chaylev, even if you thought it was shuman. That's what it comes out. Just like a person who is a mumer. If this person is a mumer, that's it. We do not accept a carbon from the individual, even if the particular situation when he presents himself, it was a real shkogon. It was really accidental. I don't care about chaylev. I eat chaylev every single day. It happened to be that today I ate chaylev b'shoigeg. So for today, you should allow me to bring a carbon chatas. Bezin says, we don't care what you did today. We look at the big picture. The big picture is you are a person to whom chaylev is not an issue. Therefore, the pasuk has taught us the combination of these two words, so you do not bring a carbon. So when it comes to helam davar shel tzibur, it's zel bazach. If bezin paskins chaylev is mutter, that's the end. The show is over. Chaylev is mutter. You're going to come and say, but let me bring a private carbon chatas because I did not know that it was chaylev. I thought it was shuman. So what? We don't look at your private situation. We look at what the general rule is. Just like when it
can
comes...
Can somebody just bring a carbon as an adava?
No, an adava, but not a carbon chatas.
No, but he could call it an
a mumer. I'm not so sure they accept carbon from a mumer either. I don't know the halachas. You hear from a goy, you accept, but a mumer might be even worse. A mumer could be only missing a carbon. He's definitely from a goy. Let's see. So the more, if we have a kashan of Yochanan, some of you says, so we have a kashan of Yochanan. If it's so, Amen. Papa, because of Yochanan, the cave and the chim, the siyada luhu, little beidina, hadre buhu. Exactly what. But Marcus Lehman was saying is that you cannot compare the case of a mumer to the case of Helim Davashal Tzibur. Why? Because what's the whole raya? It says Oyhoida. Oyhoida. So a mumer is not in the parish of Oyhoida. But a Bezdin, paskening that Helim is mutter, is in the realm of Oyhoida. Because if the person will discover that Bezdin made a mistake, if Bezdin will acknowledge we have made a mistake, then the person will be Pirish. I'm not going to eat chaylev anymore. So Bezdin is in the parasha of Oyhoida. You're being
so
too
so
general.
So why is this person chayav contra Birchan?
Because he is a shkaga.
He wasn't relying on that.
It says, right, exactly, right, he is a shkaga. Yeah. He is a shkaga, and he is in the parasha of Oyhoida. Because if Bezdin will acknowledge they have made a mistake, then he will change his soul. So therefore, the focus, not on the concept, focus on the specific details of the raya, which would change the dynamics of this analysis, which will allow a person who relied upon the psak of Bezdin, but in this instance made a private mistake, he will indeed be chayif to bring a private carbon chatos, and don't tell me he's out of the realm of the carbon, because the only reason why you can say you're out of the realm is the word hoyhoida. But hoyhoida is only a principle that makes sense when it comes to a mumer. It does not make sense, it's not applicable when it comes to the sugya of Bezin making a mistake, because when Bezin acknowledges, then the whole thing changes. I'm not Papa, because of Yahoo, and holds the Himisiad, the KK, the Rabsanulu, the Bedina, Hadrebu, who Nam Hodabe, the Melo Shov, Midiosa Quinibe, the Chayav, that's why it's going to be Chayav, it's private Kamachatas. Amar Rava, my dear Rav, now we're going the other way around Rav, the passing in the Potter. this that we learned that Rav holds that Taka is going to be part of the Ganzen because that let's say he's the last guy in the calculation. We learned Moridika Gemara. Rav holds you're the Potter. Rav holds you're going to be Potter. Nidroif. Besim will only bring a par helim dover shel tzibur if the majority of klal yishol divi avera. Let's say it's 50-50, and this guy is tipping the scale. And the reason why he ate the chel was not because he listened to the business, because he made a mistake. He went into the wrong store. Right? Unbelievable, right? So, moi de rav she'edim shal ma'ashal rav tzibur my time ma'akura bishgoga ad she'yu kulam bishgoga achas.
You see, like I see now that it has to be just one more than 50%, because you wonder what right that
tzibur. 50-50 would not be enough. 50.
No, you wonder what it means. Even you just need one more than 50.
Maybe 50 is enough. Maybe he's the one that makes
500,000.
Maybe he's the one who makes the 500,000. Maybe he's the one who makes the 50-50. That's enough. I don't know. I don't know.
No, if he makes the 50-50, then it's certainly nothing to talk about. We're talking about tipping the scales.
I don't know. Maybe tipping the scales is 50-50. Whatever the rules are. Whatever number you need to tip the scales, it might be 50-50 is enough to tip the scales to bring the carbon. To bring the carbon, you have to have roiv means 51 or 50 is enough. I don't know. Look, I was saying 51. You're right. 50-50 would not be enough. Fine. Let's assume that's correct. So if he cannot be the one, because since he is not, his shkaga is not the same shkaga as the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael's shkog is because Bezdin told him it's mutter. His shkog is because he thought it was Shuman, not because it was Chalav. He would have, had he known it was Chalav, he would gladly eat it, because Bezdin says it's mutter. But that's not the reason why he's eating Chalav, because he thought it was Shuman. So he cannot count because it's not b'shkog achas. Good, Gvaldik? Okay, so therefore this concludes the sugya over here. So really we've gone through over here quite a bit. We've gone through over here this machlokes between Rav Rachon and Rava, both ways, back and forth, and we was telling machlokes to Rav Rabbi Yochanan. We brought a raya, a beautiful raya from the case of the pasuk of the Nasi, Shkog and Choida. We wanted to use it as a general clown, and the Gemara says no, Adarab, but it says Choida by the Tzibor. It's also Hoida, because when they discover their mistake, then they change their tune. So Mamela, that's considered to be a regular example, so it's not a raya. And then we had the case of Rav tipping the scales, that's not Ganim Shkogach. Many, many, multiple drushes within over here, Mamish, like three Daf Gemara over here in this one Amud. Okay, now the Gemara is going.
100 years in the Elam Emes, chazing over these sugars.
Why is we Elam Emes? Chaz now. Every night when the Shir is over, you chaz. After we Elam Emes. You chaz right now. This is the Elam Emes. This is the real world. Weiter. Bein Shod. Now we're going to some technicalities. We learned in the mission the three different examples. It's very little bit strange in the mission. The first time in this mission, you get a little bit disturbed. It says in the mission that this individual Bez makes an announcement. They tell the mayor Baisai, there's a particular type of chalev in the animal. It's mutter, and the person goes ahead and he eats the chalev. So he's part of the karma, and we learn in the Mishnah, the individual, this fellow, he knows deep down inside of him that Bezdin has made a mistake. Because he knows they made a mistake. What is halacha? It doesn't make a difference. If you're not part of the Bezdin, if you're a layman, then you're allowed
to follow the Bezdin.
Then you follow the Bezdin. Now, then the Gemara gives three examples of how he ate the chalef. And where he's not going to bring a private chatas, either Bezdin made a party, they made a simashas, and he joined them. And what do they serve at the Suda? They serve Chalef. Case number two, Bezdin had a private party, and then he comes the next day to Shul. On the table, there are leftovers. Okay, they come here to Shul sometimes, you see the leftovers from the night before. And the third example was, Bezdin, they're too busy to eat. Bezdin, they're sitting learning the whole night. They're fasting, they're learning the whole night. They're not eating all together. They put a sign in the newspaper, Lehevi Yudua, that the Chalef is mutter. So three examples of a person he ate chalef, either because he participated, or he ate their leftovers, or he just acted upon their instructions, but the Bez themselves did not actually do so. So in all three examples, the halacha is the individual is potter from a private karban chatas. He relied upon the Bezdin v'zehu. Now, let's just elaborate. When the Bezdin,
and it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. It was
so
a mistake.
So the Bezdin
ultimately acknowledges.
Has to bring a power,
the Bezdin, correct. The Bezdin brings a par helim dover shel tzibur, and his atonement is included in that par helim dover shel tzibur. Now it's simple as pie. When Bezdin is actually eating, and they invite this fellow to the meal, they tell him, "Come, we're having a meal." And he's one of the guests at the meal. He's eating together with the dayanim. So if he's eating, and they're serving me the same food as him, so of course I'm potter. I'm not responsible. How am I supposed to know? So that's Pashut. It's a bigger Chiddush is right now Bezdin is not eating.
No, but he is allowed and supposed to follow the dictate.
Exactly. So that's why he's potter. But you have to understand the case here. The Gemara we learned yesterday. Is that the person knows deep down inside that Bezdin is making a mistake. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. The person knows. The person is not part of the Bezdin. He's an ordinary person. He's a layman. He's a regular person, but he knows he's a Talmud Chacham.
Yeah, but what are you supposed to do if the Bezdin passes? You have to follow him anyway.
So that's the halacha. The halacha over here is that's why he's potter. Yeah. But you might think the only time he's going to be potter is when there's pressure, is when the Bezdin is eating in front of him, and they're giving him a piece of meat to eat together with them. So he's all part of the same team. So that's why he's potter. But in the case where Bezdin ate yesterday, last night they ate a meal, and now they have leftovers from the meal. So maybe in this case we should hold them more responsible because there's no pressure. Since he knows that they made a mistake, he really knows deep down inside they made a mistake. So just because last night the Bezdin ate the chalev, but they're not in front of me right now. Right now they're in Beis Medrash. They're at their jobs. So maybe I know they made a mistake. I remember I learned in yeshiva. They taught me it's also. I don't know what they're talking about, Bezdin. So maybe in that case, we should say that if he eats it, he's guilty, and he should bring a private carbon chatas. No, even in that case, he's potter.
Well, where should he be more guilty? If he eats the leftovers, or if he doesn't?
If he eats the leftovers.
Or the third case, where he doesn't.
So and then we go to the next madrega. Loi zuav, so we go to the next madrega, even in the case where Bezdin never ate. Bezdin just theoretically passed in its mutter. And I know they're wrong. I know in Chayde they told me no such thing. So since Bezdin never mamish ate, they didn't offer me a piece together with them, and they themselves never partook from this forbidden.
I'm pretty much doing it on my own.
I'm doing my own. So therefore, maybe in that case, I should be responsible for my actions, and therefore I should bring a special carbon. So the Chayde is just in all three cases I am exempt. It doesn't matter. Like you said, Bezdin says something is mutter. Bezdin says it's mutter, it's mutter. But so that's the bain shasa of Yossi Maram. What do you have to have all three cases? So Bishlam Reisha.
What the Mishnah talks about all three cases?
All three cases.
Second time around, where he knows they made a mistake.
Bishlam Reisha. Now the Reisha, we just went through the Reisha, we just went 10 minutes from this Reisha, is going where the person is a layman. He's not part of the Bezdin. Now the second case, so this Shlomo Reisha, the Reisha was Loi Zuav Zu. We're going higher, bigger chiddush. Even in the third chiddush, where you're all alone, even there you're potter. I'm potter because I'm relying upon the Pesach of Bezdin. Fine. Ella Seifa, but the Seifa is Pumpakert. Because what's the Seifa? Is where the person who made this mistake is part of the Bezdin. In the Seifa, the Mishnah, we went to a case where he's in the Bezdin.
Or is it
Talmud? Or it's Roy Lohira. And he knows the Bezdin is making a mistake. So in that case, he is responsible.
Because he should have spoken up.
He did speak up. He was outnumbered.
They didn't listen to him.
It doesn't matter. In that case, he has an obligation to desist, not to eat from the meat. And the chilev, if he did so, he's chayev to bring a carbon chatos for his avera. B'shoigeg. What's the shkaga? The shkaga, why you only bring a carbon chatos when you do the b'shoigeg? What's the shkaga? The shkaga is, I thought you're still supposed to listen to the Bezdin in this case. That's the shkaga.
So
why did he eat?
Right to be a dayan if he doesn't know the halacha.
What? We once discussed this. People make two mistakes in life. They think the dayanim and Rosh Shivas and Gedolei Yisrael are perfect. They make no mistakes. That's a mistake. They make mistakes. And the second mistake is that when they make a mistake, they're still Gedolei Hadar. The people make, and they think once they make one mistake, that they in the garbage. Oisgefrekt. That's also a mistake.
So here we're going.
Just because they made a mistake, they're still good early hadar.
We should be going in a different order. We should be going in
Exactly. El Seifa de Lechiyuva, where they say you're going to be chayiv ibchami boyle. So we should say just that. We should say that not only are you going to be chayiv. The simplest case is when you're all alone. Bezdin never offered me a piece of meat, and Bezdin never ate the meat themselves. They just put an announcement in the newspaper, and I come along, and I know they're wrong. I'm part of the Bezdin. I know they're wrong, and I did it. And I did. Of course, I'm going to be chayiv because I'm acting alone, because Bezdin there's no pressure in those situations. And then a bigger chiddush We should reverse the order.
Yeah, but then it would be weird. The sefer is going one way, and
that's the way it should be.
We're going to flip it all around.
Then a bigger chiddush is when they ate themselves. I mean, the levels. And the biggest chiddush is even when I'm sitting together with them and I'm under enormous pressure. Even there,
right.
I'm going to be chayav.
I would say once the sefer is one
way,
you follow.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You want to preserve symmetry. Style, symmetrical.
Yeah, which we know.
And it's not the end of the world if it's out of order.
Ella save the luchiyuv ibcha mibayle. The Gemara says we have a better answer. The answer is the Gemara says zu the ein etzarich loymar zu
ketani. Even though the reish is loy zu absu.
Right, the reish is loy zu absu. Like what you're willing to. We want to preserve the style. Sometimes we go in one direction and sometimes we go in a different direction. Zu the ein etzarich loymar zu ketani. Okay, next Gemara of the Yoda.
It says at the bottom of it, the derekal ein amishim mishnah mishes. The signon shall zuv ein tzarich loymar zuv. I can remember this.
Sometimes.
But if it's rakish, ein afsher is acher, there's no other option.
Okay.
So that's okay.
So Baruch Hashem, we turn the page. The yada echa mehem shetoa et hamad roi lo hara. Frankly, more of a tarati lovely. What's this thing over here that one of them knew, one of the dayana knew, or talmud, one of shah? Is the dayana the talmud? What's why mention two different cases?
Echa mehem means one of the dayanim.
Oh, that's right. One of them means one of the yonim.
And then Talmud is not about
Talmud. Right. So therefore, the Moritz Akasha, Tarte Elam Mali. Why do we have that?
Does that mean to think that maybe the Talmud is worse?
Oh, let's see. Let's talk about Talmud is like a prior person. Talmud is like a prior person. Tarte Elam Mali. Amarav, Itzrich, Sad, Ramina, Hanimili, Gomir, Visavir. That only someone who's gomir, in other words, there are two different madrigals. You can get 100 on the exam. You can get 100 on the exam, but you don't have the ability to go past the mishayla. Suddenly you know shulchan aruch inside out. You're going to ask the mishayla anything that it says shulchan aruch, but when you ask your shulchan aruch about a microwave and about a convection oven and about steam ovens, I have no clue. I don't know how to be Maven Dov and Mitoch Dov.
Does Shayach to be a Sover below Gomer?
No, possible. No. You don't have a foundation.
It's amazing because Archul says that Sover means is Yedei Lahav and Dov and Mitoch Dov, which is one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah, which is interesting why they think only this one thing over here.
Yeah, but in this context, it means to be able to apply.
Okay. Well, a Dayan has to apply. That's
to
what
apply
he has
to
know.
Modern, to modern Shilas.
Probably a lot of other things.
Every generation has its Chelik and Torah.
It's interesting. It's the only attribute that they're busy with. Okay.
So every door has its own chiddush and Torah, and the chash and they're different modern day shalos. So here it says something, you know, Ghani Mil Gamir Vesaro. The only time that we go, we say the person is going to be part of the Beis Din and he's going to be chayiv is only when he's Gamir Vesaro. Is when he's on the highest madrigal.
Meaning he's a dayan.
You're dying, which means not only a dayan, meaning more than just a dayan.
Even someone who cannot be Maven Dov and Tech Dov, he's also a
putter. Also, he's part of the bed, part of the team. He's part of, because he knows the bottom line.
So how do you get on the team?
He's in training. He's not yet a Gomer, he's not yet a Sother. Oh, connections, corruption. By the way, it's significant. Corruption. Ooh, I'm sorry. Okay? So Gomer is a Sother. I will Gomer will loy Sother loy. That's why Kamashma, you have to go with the Amalabaya. Lehoira, Gomar Vesavim Mashma. No, Lehoira, that cannot be the Pshat in the Mishnah because it's incorrect. That cannot be the Pshat because it's a given that it has to be, it says over here, Echad, that's royal Lehoira, Amalabaya, Lehoira, Gomar Vesavim Mashma. What is Sylvia and said, oh, it's Alpha on the side of the Gemara. Roy, this is a Roy. Roy Lehoira, Gomar Vesavim Mashma. And therefore, since it says by the Talmud, what does it say by the Talmud? It says in the Brayos, it says, "V'yad echa mehem sheto'o Talmud v'roi l'hoira." Hoira automatically means sovir. How can you give me an answer that
the case of Gomer v'sovir, right?
The we thought Mehal means.
Well, yeah, what did we think before we
were trying to do? Yada echad means Gomer v'sovir, and the Talmud is Gomer v'loi sovir. Rabbi is not pshat. It says by the Talmud that he's roi lehoira.
It says preferably in the Mishnah, Talmud roi lehoira.
Right. So what does hoira mean? So we thought in the Havamina that roi lehoira means what? Gomir. That's all it means. It's only a Talmud. No,
but I mean, sub roi lehoira means that he has to be maven davar mitav davar.
No, not necessarily. They ask him the old shilas. They ask him the old shilas about a milk I fell into a pot. What's in Shulchan Aruch? But not new shilas. Only gomir. So in the Gemara and the Hamina, that's why there are two different parts of the Brayso. So there's a Dayan who is Gomir v'Sovir, and there is a Talmud who's only Gomir v'Loy Sovir. Frek Abaya says it's not so. Amalei Abaya lohoira. If it says about the Talmud, the way we describe a Talmud is he's Roy Lehoiro. The word Hoiro automatically means Savior.
So we're back to where both cases are Gomer
Besavir. Here's what this really means. If it only said one, expression in the Gemara, I would say Hani Mil Gomer Besavir. I will Gomer Veloy Savir Loi. Now, if it only said one, I would think you have to both. But let's say Gomer Veloy Savir.
That's what we said before.
Let's say Tana Roy Lehoiro, the Mishnah Yisera. From the extra expression, afilu gomir v'loy savir, afilu gomir v'loy savir v'loy gomir. Ooh, in fact, this is something. Gomir, you hear a savir v'loy gomir. What is based in the start of the Gemara? What is in the year? Habach moichek savir v'loy gomir. But like we told you, it doesn't make any sense. You're not on the foundation. He takes up those words. So Nechanami, you're right. Here the Gemara is saying the repetition is teaching us that you don't need to have savir. But in Nechanami, the when it says that the Talmud is Rohi Lehoira, it means the Talmud is Gomir and Savir. The Talmud has both.
So what do you need both for?
Oh, you don't need both. But the Mishnah said both in order to be Marbe. It's a very strange idea. Even Gomir Viloy Savir. That's not the literal meaning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the same thing twice.
No, so it wants to tell us one case.
Yes.
The Gomir, let's say, Viloy Savir, that he's got, then we know the other one.
No, we do know. So why bother saying it?
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like a drash in the Torah. Ein ribui ach, it's coming to be marbe even in another case. You're right. Both expressions literally mean exactly the same thing. Echad mehen means gomir v'sovir. A Talmud that's royal lehoira means gomir v'sovir. So why say it twice?
Right.
We're saying the same thing twice in order to open up our minds to recognize that there's repetition to be marbe, like the Gemara is saying to a pasuk almost, to be marbe, that even someone who's part of the Beis Din, who somewhere got there, is a Talmud that's not Roy Lohira. A Talmud who's on the Beis Din, that's Gomir Viloy
Savir. And we wouldn't have known it unless we brought down both cases.
Exactly. So that's more as Maskana. You're right. I'm not coming to tell you the translation of the words. Yeah, because that's not true. The translation of the words Hoira means Gomir Visavir. My point is, the reason why we repeated the same concept twice is to awaken us to recognize there's a ribui here in the Mishnah. To be marba afilu a Talmud that's Gomir Viloy Savir. And take out the words Savir Viloy Gomir. The Bach says that's a Torus Hadfus. It cannot be such a mitzis in this Welt where you have someone who knows how to be Mefalpel but does not have the basic foundation of Shulchan Aruch. I once heard someone say by certain people that they never opened up a Shnevel of a Shulchan Aruch in the last 30 years in the past, in the biggest heavy duty Shilas, Chachel Hashem. Chachel Hashem, the past, in the big Shilas. When was the last time you opened up a Shulchan Aruch? When was the last time you learned Shulchan Aruch? And you passed in the past in the big Shilas?
No, if you would look, the only way you could learn Savir V'lo Gomer is if you learn that the person has the talent of Maven Dover B'tach Dover, even though he doesn't have the knowledge.
That's what Bach says. The Bach says it's not.
What?
There are a few simanim, but Basvachal and Tarus. There are a few simanim. What? Halach is very controversial. Whenever you start doing the article, has ready to go. Gedali Zlatan was told me many years ago. They have ready to go. They've printed ready to go a whole chiluk of Shulchan Aruch. All with the whole like an article, all ready to go, all sitting on the shelf, ready to be printed. And they put it aside. They said they don't want to print it. Because halacha, once you get into halacha, you're not opening anything.
It's Mishnah Berurah. What do you want? Mishnah Berurah?
It's more complex when you start translating it and elucidating it. It gets very touchy. It's a very controversial. They're not ready for it yet.
So you're very close to him.
No, I'm not. They put out Shulchan Aruch. Kirzner did a phenomenal job. 5 volumes of Kitz Shulchan Aruch.
4 volumes.
Kitz Shulchan Aruch did a phenomenal job. He writes Roy Lohira next. Roy Lohira. Going my. What does it mean? Roy Lohira. Going my. What does it mean? Roy Lohira. Omar. Rav going Shem ben Azai. Veshem ben Zoyma. You want an example of people that Roy Lohira Shem ben Azai. Veshem ben Zoyma. I'm like Bayik. What is the Mila? What's the Mila of these two Talmidim? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, I can't find any Rashi on this, okay? By two different types of Amal Abai, Ki Hai Gavna, Mezahu. What are you talking about? I already told you the answer to this question. Why then are they Shaygin? Someone is in the Bezdin, and you know that the Dayanim are wrong, all the Dayanim who issued it are wrong, so you have to bring a private Karban Chatos. You cannot bring a Karban Chatos, you cannot rely upon the power of Helem Bevishal Tzibur. Why do you bring a private Karban Chatos? If you know the Dayanim are wrong, what are you eating the Chalif all together? You're amazed. You're not a Shoygeg. So I told you the answer. The answer already is because they made a mistake, even though I know that it's Osir. But there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Loisasu mikol asher yom lechol yom inu smol." If the Bezin says it's motu, that's a mistake. That was their shkaga. That does not apply to you. That applies to the layman. Does not apply to a member of the Sanhedrin. They are not allowed they're not amazing. They're not amazing. They're shoygeg.
I thought the Bezin paskins for the whole community, whether you're a Talmud Chacham or not.
Not for the Dayanim themselves. That's the Chish of the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara is doing. Mechashi, the Nilan Masech Tahari, it's Titus. For a layman who's not a member of the Sanhedrin, even the biggest Talmud Chacham, he follows the Pesach of the Bezin no matter what. But if you're part of the team, you're part of the Bezin, you're sitting there, and you know the mistake. Then in your mind, it's
even clear though you're
to
outnumbered,
you. Even though you're outnumbered, and they vote, and you're outnumbered. It doesn't matter. If in your mind, it's clear that they are mistaken, even though they paskin against you. It's like shavi anaf shechatich disura. You are not allowed to eat it. And if you make a mistake, listen. If they paskin, it becomes mutter. Right? If they made a decision and they passed and it becomes a motor, so therefore I'll and the male, I'm also going to join the team, I'm also going to eat the chalef. That is a mistake. That's called a shkaga.
So somebody sees that one of the dayanim is not eating, it's motzilaz on the bezdin. They're going to say the whole bezdin is wrong. You see, one of the people on the bezdin is not going along with the psak.
So no, there you go, follow Raif. The tzibor follows the Raif.
No, but I'm saying if they see one of the dayanim so not following,
so
it looks bad on the whole.
Why does it look bad? The Torah is al pi achay ram lahatos. Why does it look bad? There's a system. There's a system. You follow Raif. What's the terrible? It has to be unanimous.
How many people are we talking about again? Out of the bezdin?
23, l'chayra. 23, maybe it's 70, 71. I don't know.
Anybody on the bezdin?
Yes.
Who voted against?
Right.
He is automatically then chayv his own private.
That's right.
Chattis.
That's right. Because he's amazing. He's amazing if he knows the halacha. Why is he called a shaykh? Let's see the Gemara says.
But he's a
shaykh
in the sense that he thought he's allowed to.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara says now. The Gemara is teaching us this concept. So Amalei Abayi v'Ki Agav Nemezehu. Reflect the Gemara. Ulas according to logic, according to the Brisa, be asoisa. It says Be'asoisa. Now we dash this pasuk. This is the pasuk we said before that the chayvah kar mechas when you do a mitzvah aloisa say yachid oisa mipi atzmei chayiv b'choyras bezin potter. So we have a halacha, a general halacha. If a yachid does whatever he wants, he's chayiv. In other words, so what does this mean? A yachid does an avera mipi atzmei. He's chayiv what? He's chayiv. From the Rashi over here, Dilma Loi. No, there is no Rashi over here.
It's only by Raz Bezin that he's potter.
B'chay Raz Bezin potter. The case. What's the case? Here's the Raz Bezin.
Hoi
Ru Bezin. This is the same exact thing. Hoi Ru Bezin. Shkelam Loi Bezin. Paskin. Shkelam is mutter. Bezin says Chelav is mutter. And then the Noida Lecha Mehem Shetul. Then the person knows that they made a mistake.
Oy
Talmud. Oy Shetalmud Yoshev Lefneim V'Roy Lohi Ra. Given Shimon Azai Yochel. I think he's Potter. I think he's going to be Potter. He'll be Potter. Called Hamalam Bas Soisa. Bas Achas Yochid. Bas Soisa. Achas Yochid. Oysal Piatzmai. Chaye bi hayros bas soisa.
Yochi yeh poter tamalim bas soisa achas. Tamalim bas soisa achas. Yochi roisa bi asen chayev. There is bezin poter.
Bi as soisa achas. Those two words together. Bi as soisa achas. Must make a drasha.
Okay.
Bi as soisa achas means one. And the simple reading of the pasuk is bi as soisa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo se osena. When a person does one of the mitzvahs which the Torah told them not to do, one of the commandments not to do. The Gemara is making a drasha. It says, put the period after the word achas. Really, to be echad, one, but one. But the Gemara is making achas to teach you a loner. The Bezdin rendered a decision, and there's a loner out there, one individual, an achas. Okay, so there's one person out there in the world who's coming to disagree with the Pesach of Bez, the Asoysa Achas, to teach and make this drasha, Yochid Oysal Pi Atzmai Chayef. That if a Yochid does by himself, he's not following the Bezin Chayef. Birbad Birhoiras Bezdin, if he's not acting midin Achas, he's acting midin the Bezin Potter. The Pasuk says here, the Pasuk is dealing with the situation of a par, helim davar shel tzuma. Let's read the entire Pasuk on the side of the Gemara. Side of the Gemara says the Pasuk Aleph. Where is it on the side of the Gemara? V'yem nefesh achas, techeta bishkaga, me'amar, it's ba'asoysa achas. I'm sorry, this is not by a private person. Ba'asoysa achas, mi'mitzvah sa'ashem asher lois yosena v'oshem. So the pasuk goes on that it's chayav karban chatas. The words mango drash. The only time a person brings karban chatas is when he's an achas, when he's acting as a private person.
Bottom line is that by his sister Rav, you see over here, he's chayav.
But if you're acting as from the psak of the bezdin, right, then you're going to be potter.
We're concerned about the potter says he's chayav.
So he's going to be chayav when he's an achas. How do you think he's going to be chayav?
He's amazing.
Because Bezdin said not exact, same exact issue, but Bezdin said not to, Bezdin said not do the for, how can you have be chayav karban chatas? Tell him shana's
possible. He's amazing because he said they were told.
So what's going on? The whole Bezdin.
Are we
asking
a kasha? What are we doing?
Yes, the same exact kasha we had before, that if Bezdin passes, the same exact kasha, just the Bryson, the same exact concept. Bezdin Paskin's chaylev is mutter. And there's a member of the Sanhedrin who says, I disagree with the psak of the Bezdin. I disagree with them. I hold that chaylev is osur, and he goes ahead and he eats the chaylev. It says in the Mishnah, he is chayev to bring a carbon chatas. In fact, the Gemara, if you disagree with the Bezdin, you know that they're wrong, then you're amazed. You are an avarion. And since when does amazed bring a carbon chatas? No such thing. So in fact, we bring carbon chatas. So what's going on? What's there? And the Gemara was surprised. The Gemara is exactly the same thing. That's what's achas. The case is that he's acting alone, even though the Bezdin said fakert. The Bezdin said
mutter.
It's mutter. I disagree with the Bezdin. I'm part of the Bezdin. I disagree with the Bezdin. And therefore, because I'm going to disagree with the Bezdin and I eat it, I'm going to be chayav a karban chatas. What? If you know and you disagree, you're amazed. If you're amazed, since when does amazed bring a karban chatas? You only bring a karban chatas when you're shaykik. Exactly the same kasha.
So we started out several tameich. What are we asking now?
So he says we're coming to reinforce the question. According to your logic that we have a difficulty over here, why only ask the kasha on what we learned on Amud Aleph? We can ask the same kasha on the following brayos as well. According to your logic, that we indeed have a difficulty that he should be part of karban chatas because he's amazed, why only ask the kasha on what we've learned above? We can ask the kasha on this brayos as well. It's the Tanya be'asoisa achas. The Gemara makes a drasha. Achas is teaching us yachid ha'oisa mipi atzmai chayiv. This pasuk goes on to say that an individual is chayav a karban chatas. But we make the drasha, when is he chayav a karban chatas? When he's a loner. He's a one person against the entire Bezdin. But let's say he was part of the Bezdin, but let's say Bezdin paskin that the chaylev is mutter, and he was part of that decision, then he's potter. But wait a minute, in the first case, the implication is, the first case, Bezdin paskin that it is mutter, and he knows that they're making a mistake, and he holds that it's osur, and he eats it anyway, and he's chayav a karban chatas. Why chayav a karban chatas? According to the question that you've just asked, he should be part of a karban chatas because he's amazing, and amazing never brings a karban chatas. So yachad is the answer is, yes, it's a very, very critical piece of law in Gemara. V'katoy b'mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. The answer is, made a mistake. I taka know what they said, but I thought that if this is the bottom line, this is the decision, I'm afraid to follow the chayuah of the tzibur.
I thought they made, I'm making a very few things now. Following.
With the dinami, exactly the same.
So when is it mitzvah l'shmoya?
What?
When is it a case?
Only if you're not part of the Bezdin. Only if you're a layman.
Or if you're not, or if you're a part and you agree.
Right. If you're part, you go right. But only if you're a layman. But if you're part of the Bezdin, you're not mechuyev. That's the mistake. That was the mistake.
Not you're not mechuyev. You're not allowed.
You're allowed to. And that's called a shkaga, to which he brings a carbon chatas. Unbelievable, okay? That's we normally think that we all know Yisrael here. We know Hilchos Shabbos. There are two types of shkagas. I did not know today is Shabbos.
Three types of shkagas.
What are three types of shkagas?
You never heard of Shabbos. You didn't know this concept called Shabbos.
No, that you put it from
the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of
Ben Kalkotl. You did not know there's something called Shabbos, okay? Right. Or you forgot today is Shabbos, or you don't know this Malacha. Right. But now we're being introduced to a new case that qualifies a fourth case.
Yeah, but he thinks he's bringing a chatas for one purpose, that he ate chaylev. Turns out he's bringing it for a totally different purpose, a mitzvah that
he's bringing a carbon chatas for eating chaylev.
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with mitzvah
Lishmaya. The reason the chatas, the mistake is because he thought that he's mechuyev to listen to the bezin in this case.
I know, but I thought that's what that means.
Four types of chatas.
I thought that's what that means, is that you're actually bringing the chatas for not realizing that you're not supposed to listen to the chacham.
Right.
But he's really bringing it for eating the chaylev.
Chaylev to trigger the chiyuv carbon. But the reason, the lumness of how it came about is unique. It's not like anything we've learned until now. Every time we learn about Shabbos, I don't know the simple Shabbos. I don't know that today is Shabbos. I don't know that this malach is aser. Now you have a whole new concept. I know what chaylev is and everything is. The bottom line is, I thought that if Besdin told me I should eat chaylev, I should eat the chaylev. But I'm part of the Besdin. I know they're wrong. And therefore, that it's a mistake. That I made a mistake in the dab shots. Unbelievable. That's also qualifies for carbon chatas. The Torah b'mitzvahs from the Vecham, the dinami, the Torah b'mitzvahs from the Vecham, for the my halach as well. Our shal over here. That's why you're not called the mezid. The mistake over here is that you're toya in the mitzvah of l'shmo de Vecham. Next.
Which is losasa, right?
Losasa, correct. Zeh klal atatoyla abiyatzma chayiv. The rule is, if you told Biatzma, you're going to be chayiv, so you might, we have to review the rules. If you're part of the Bezdin, you told Biatzma, you're going to be chayiv.
What does that mean, tell Biatzma?
It means that you know that it's osur. I'm acting as an individual. I know that it's osur, and I anyway do it, so my mistake is not because of the Bezdin. So then you're chayiv in your private carbon chatas. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to summarize the halacha? Whenever we make a summary, it's always coming to remember a new case. So it means a person who normally, mevayit means a person who only kicks. So a person kicks, fine. A
person
normally. So therefore, that type of person. So here's this alumnus. So it's a very, very delicate case. What's the case? A person over here, Bezin Paskin's chaylev is mutter. This guy never listens to what Bezin says. It's his derech. Every time there's a kol koire in the newspaper.
He's a mummer.
No, he's not a mummer. He's not a mummer. He still does what the Torah wants him to do. He's not a lot.
No, a mummer on this davar.
He's a mummer on leisasser.
It seems not. It's a different category. I don't know the answer. So since this person anyway is mevayit, he's mevayit. So in this case, this person is mevayit. He never listens to the Pesach of Bezdin, and now Bezdin tells him that chaylev is mutter, and he eats chaylev. What does he do in this case? Bezin says,
so you might think that you shouldn't be chayiv because he never listens anyway.
Anyway, doesn't listen, right? He anyway doesn't listen to Bezin. If he's not on the parsha, Kamash Plan, no, even in this case, so we have to review this
thing. I don't know what you would have learned all this differently had you been here.
It would have been different.
You did a better job.
Should not appear, right?
I
was okay. I don't have any updates.
No, I understood.